Kumlen Ablak Gemara, it's the first day Chol HaMoed, Tovshin Pei Aleph. We're on Daf Nun Zayin Omer Aleph by the Mishnah. Okay, so we learned last time about the Tchum, how we square off a city, and how we square off the Tchum, and so on and so forth. Now the Mishnah continues, and we have an argument between Ramei and Chachamim. Ramei says, we learned already previously, that a city does not end by the city limits. For example, if there are houses within a certain distance from the city, we're going to treat them as part of the city, even though they're a lone single house. So if there's a house within 70 and two-thirds of an amma from the city, and the way to remember that is that's the square root of 5,000 square ammas, which is the chatzar, which is 50 by 100 ammas, which is 5,000. So if there's a distance, if you square out the sides, it's 70 and 70 and two-thirds of an amma. So if you... you have a house, so we learned about Burgen in these guardhouses. They just keep on extending the city. So says the Mishnah. What happens if you have no houses outside the city? Says the Mishnah, Ameir holds, Neistin Karfif Li'ir, Divir Ameir. Ameir holds that a city, even if it doesn't have a house, you give it a little extension of 70 and two-thirds of an amma, it's called a Karfif. And that's the Ameir view. However, the Rabbanan's view is, that a city, a lone city, does not, if there's no houses outside the city, they get no extensions. There is no such thing as a karfif. You know where the laws of karfif come into play? We have two cities, and the question is, do these two cities merge into one? If each city has, we're learning the mission now literally, and we'll see more later in argument. If each city has 70 and two-thirds of an amma, so the city on the right, if it has 70 and two-thirds of an amma to the left of it of space, and the city on the left has 70 and two-thirds of an amma on the right of it of space, not the same 70 and two-thirds, and they're contiguous or within each other, then oisek karfif eshtein lis echad. What it does is it joins up both cities and turns them into one city. But otherwise, a city on its own does not have a karf if it has no houses. But if it does have a house, even a single house, it becomes part of it joins. And Tesis says simply a proof of that is, otherwise, cities that have no walls around them, what makes it a city? We don't. In order to be a city, there's no halacha that says all the houses have to be attached houses. They can be detached. So obviously, if the houses are within 70 and two-thirds of a number, they all form a city. And we learned yesterday that three courtyards and two houses in there already forms a city. Now, the next case in the Mishnah, is a bit vague, and Gemara will have two opinions how to learn it. If you have three villages, Hamashu Lashin, now if we take the Mishnah literally, it sounds like it's in a straight line. So, Im Yesh Ben Shnayim Chitzonim, let's translate the Mishnah literally, because the Gemara is going to change it around. If you take the outer two cities, you have A, B, C, city A, and city C, if the distance between A, the gap between A and C, is Meya V'Aboyim V'Achaz V'Shlish, in other words, between the two, you have a little bit less, each one has 70 and two-thirds Amma, Osa Emtsoyeh Shloshnis Echad, in the middle city, so it sounds like that the distance between the gap between city A, all the way on the right, and city C, all the way on the left, if the two cities, the closest points, are less than 141 and a bit Ammas apart, and there's a city in between, it'll join all three together and make it more like one city, so the people on the right can continue walking to the middle and to the left, and then start their tchum from the end of the city on the left. And the Gemara will explain what all this part is talking about. Says the Gemara, first of all, how do you know the concept of a karfif that a city has, first of all, another area before we start counting the tchum? It says in the Pasuk, remember we learned before the whole idea of Tchum from the cities of Levim. So it says in the Pasuk, Mikira Ir Vechutza, so from the wall of the city and beyond. So what do we mean Vechutza? It's like two parts there. Mikira Ir Vechutza, so what does that mean? So we say from here, so we learn, the Torah is saying, Ten Chutza, as if to say, first of all, give it a little space outside of the city, and then V'achakach Modin, then after start counting your 2,000 Amas. So that's why a mayor holds that every city, even though there has no houses outside the city, they have a karfif of open space before you begin counting the 2,000 amas. Now, Chum disagreed. They say, no, there's no such thing as a karfif unless it's between two cities. Eaton Belund, Rabbi Nomarun says, how do we understand the Chachamim? There's two ways of understanding the Chachamim. doesn't mean that the Chacham hold that if you have two cities, the distance between the two cities can be one karfif. In other words, they have to be close to each other within 70 and two-thirds of an amma. Or does each city have 70 and two-thirds of an amma? So the distance, the gap between the two cities can be maximum 141 in a bit. So if it's machlekes Rav Huna and Chibar Rab, Rav Huna says neistin karfif lezu v'karfif lezu. Each city has a karfif open space, and therefore between the two cities we allow up to 141 amma in a bit in order to merge the two cities together. And Chibar Rab says no karfif echad l'shtein. He says no, there's only one karfif for both cities. Now, if you look at the words in the Mishnah, the Chachamim say loy omru karfif ella bein shtei ayores. We don't say karfif only between two cities. Sounds clearly that there's one karfif between two cities, only 70 and two thirds. But then the Mishnah says im yesh lezu shivim amah. The Mishnah says if each city has 72 and two thirds amah, which sounds like that they each one is more like Rav Huna. And more will go through that. Says the Gemara. Tanan says, "Amisha, how many mimloy amr karfif lebein ayores? Tiyuf for the Rav Huna, kasher Rav Huna. Is clearly one karfif for two cities, and you say it's two karfifs for two cities. Amlo Rav Huna, my karfif, toyed is karfif. Karfif here doesn't mean the distance of a karfif. It means the laws of karfif. The laws of karfif apply are limited only if you have two cities in the area in between. Abala oylam. Now, how the laws play out? Karfif lezu, the karfif lezu. The laws play out that the way I say, each city is entitled to one karfif of open space. And I'll prove it to you from the next line in the Mishnah. Hachinam mistabra. It says in the Sefer, right afterwards, it says in the Mishnah, and im yesh lezu ayin amma v'shidayim, v'lezu ayin amma v'shidayim. If each city has 70 two-thirds of an amma, then oyse karfif l'shtein, liyas echad. Isn't that clear that you have two cities, each city has an open space of a karfif, that's when they merge together to become one city? Shema mina, right to me. In fact, lema to have it yufta the chibarav. It's a very clear question of chibarav. He learns there's only one karfif between two cities. It's clearly the mission of two karfif. Omel chibarav tells you the chibarav, hamani rameiri. This line, Lezer Shivim is not Rabbi the Chachamim continue to talk. It goes back to Rameir. Rameir says that a single city is entitled to a karfif, says Rameir. And you should know the two cities, each one's entitled to their own karfif before they join. This is the view of Rameir. Because Chachamim, you only have one karfif between two cities. Says the Gemara, if it's Rameir who's telling you that the two cities, each one's entitled to a karfif, what's he telling us? He already told us that one city is entitled to one karfif, so obviously two cities entitled to Rameir. A city is entitled to a karfif. So two cities obviously entitled to karfifs. We need it. The Imahi, if we only knew that, I would have thought Rameir says a karfif to a city, and if it's two cities, still all it is one karfif. Therefore, he has to tell you, no, that by two cities, you get your entitled to two karfifs. So let Rameir only tell us that din, that two cities entitled to two, and I would automatically know that one city is entitled to one. No, because if you only told us by two cities, I would say, you know why you need to mishum b'tchiketash mishtayu, because the two cities are so close together, and therefore there's no space at all. They have to, you know, they have needs and everything else. So therefore, you make a karfif for each one, and they join together. But if you only have one city, there's nothing else around it, why have a karfif at all? And they have plenty of open space all sides of the city. Who said they're entitled to anything? In this side of the city, because they're so close, so therefore there's not much space there, so therefore it's pressed, and there's not much room for doing their taking care of the needs. So you have to give them some guaranteed open space. You have a single city, and there's open space all sides. Who says it has any guaranteed open space anywhere? We don't give a karfif at all. Therefore, that's why the Rameh had to tell us in both cases. So Chibarav says it's no problem to me when the Mishnah says each city is entitled to 72 Amah. It's Rameh who's saying it. Okay, let's go. Let's analyze the next part of Mishnah Tanan. This can be a question I put in Tanan. It says in the Mishnah, Cheshleish Akvarim, you have three villages, Hamashulashin, and we're learning it's linear, so you have three villages in the same line. And it says, Im Yesh Bein Shnayim Hachitzenim. If you take the Mishnah literally, it sounds like the outer two cities cannot have a gap more than 141. May of the Arba, the Achaz, Amav, and a third. Then, if you have that, therefore, the middle city turns all three into one. Sounds like, what happens if there would not have been a city in between? You had two cities, and the distance, the gap between the two would have been 141 and a third, or up to that. We would not treat them as one city. Now, according to Rav Hunu, who says that each city is entitled to a karfif, why don't you, if it's less than 141 and a third, why don't you combine the two cities? According to Rav Chibarashi, even two cities, all you get is 70 and two-thirds. I understand. If it's greater than the 70 and two-thirds of the gap, they're two separate independent cities. But according to Rav Hunu, if they're less than 141 and a third, they should be considered as one. Who needs the third city, the middle city in between, sandwiched in between? What does that achieve? The only reason why we join the cities together, the outer cities, the Ikem Tzoy, because there's a city in between that sort of joins them together. Halekem Tzoy, that if that middle city would not have been existing there, or you had the two outer ones. Loi, no, it's to you to that Huna, Kasher of Huna. Omer of Huna, Huna will answer you, you totally misunderstood Pshat in the Mishnah. Ha Ikmar Allah, we learned, Omer Abba, Omer Abidi, Omer Abchinina, Loi Mishulashin Mamish, it doesn't mean linear. We're talking about a segel, like a triangle. So you have A, the top right hand, and then you have C. C is on the same line as A, and then the left hand. And then you go, you work your way down, like an isosceles triangle, you work your way down to the bottom, and that point there is a third city. So a third city is not sandwiched in between. And we're saying over here, and this is the Chiddush, Rayin, we imagine. If you take that city, the one that's down on the bottom, the middle one, and you raise it up, imagine you raise it up and you put it between the two outer cities. If between the middle city and the outer city is less than 141 and a third, and the middle city and the other outer city is less than 141 and a third, then we combine all three together. The Yimshaloshim ain't bein zel zel ela kuf mamam of achas shlish osem tzoya shlosh nizeched, and the middle one goes up there. And imagine the what? As if it's all one and the same. So therefore he says, it fits in totally with what I'm saying. When it says 141 between the cities, we don't mean the two outer cities. We mean between the outer cities and that imaginary middle city that we moved up and put it in between them. And that's what it means. That's the pshat. And yeah. So this is what the Mishnah is referring to over here. It says the Gemara... Omalei Rav Labaye, Rav turns to Labaye and says, Labaye, kama yehei ben chitzon le'emtzoi. You're saying that this third, this middle city that we lifted up and we put in between, how far away can it actually be? Is there a limit to the distance that it can be that we, what happens if it's 100 miles away, but it turns out to be, it's a straight line right in the middle. Do we push it up? I mean, is there a limit? Omalei, yes, alpayim amah. We have to be within a distance that you can walk from either city to that middle city. So there's a connection between the extreme cities A and C with the city B. There's some connection there because they can walk there on Shabbos. So that's when we say we lift city B and put it right between. Says the Gemara, you're the one who said, I don't understand. We learned in the last few days about the city that was shaped like a bow and we had this imaginary string going across. And we said that the people, whoever, anywhere in the bow that they live, they don't count the Tchum Shabbos, let's say this bowstring, imagine bowstring is on the south side. They don't count the Tchum Shabbos going south from their houses, but actually we imagine that the bowstring is where their house is, and we walk from there. You said, Kavah, said the Rav Berei, the Rav Abunim, it makes sense, like Rav Abunim, he says, Yesim, Alpai Mama, you, Abaye, gave reason, that the Rav, the son of Abunim, was right. Because since technically, you can walk from anywhere in that bow. If you'd walk the long way all around, you'd walk around the entire horseshoe and you come to this imaginary bowstring. As long as we learned yesterday, it's less than 4,000 amas apart, so therefore, you know, they overlap. And you can go from one side to the other side. So then we said that what? That you imagine the whole place is filled with houses, and we said that it doesn't matter how far the bowstring, this imaginary bowstring is from the houses and the you, even the furthest point, it could be thousands of amas away, greater than Tchum Shabbos, and yet we still say that your Tchum on the south side doesn't start from your house, it starts from the bowstring. So why over here are you limiting that these three houses, that these three towns, that the town B has to be within the Tchum, within 2,000 amas? As he said, Hochi Hash, what are you comparing? Hosam Ika Bati, over there, the entire bow, that horseshoe is filled with houses, so therefore you can walk to the bowstring. So even though if you make a direct line from near where you are on the bow and you want to walk to this imaginary bowstring, it might be 3,000 amos, but if you were prepared to walk the longer way and just continue walking along the horseshoe, you can get to that same area. You can get to that same area because you can either go from the right side of the horseshoe or the left side of the horseshoe, and if it's less than 4,000 amos, you can get to anywhere in that bowstring, in that imaginary bowstring. There's no houses between cities A or C to B, and if it's greater than the Chum, there's no connection, there's no nexus between that city B and city A and C, and therefore it has to be within 2,000 amos if you want to imagine that city B is pushed up to between A and C. So it's A and C, it could come like one city, so the people in A can walk all the way through C to the very end and start at Chum, because if it wouldn't be together, then as soon as city A, people leave city A, they start counting Chum, and if it falls out in the middle of city C, that's all they can walk. They can't walk any further. So tell me, is there a maximum gap between the two A and C? No, like this. City B might be 3 miles wide, might be 6,000 amos wide. So if you put city B between city A and C, then the gap between A and C is 6,500 amos, let's say. Because, okay, true, between A and B is only 104, is less than 141 and a third. Between B and C is less than 141 and a third. But B itself might be 6,000 amos wide. So if you put C up there, if you have it there, then it comes out that city A and city C are actually 6,280 amos apart. Is that a problem? So he said to him, so Abai said, my nafka lachmina, who cares how far A and C is? The whole vart here is, we imagine that B gets pushed up and it's right in between, and between A and B is less than a mountain, between B is less than a mountain. So they can walk the whole area. Koshi l'machton tzoy b'nein, v'ein b'ein zel zel elamei v'abon v'achaz v'shlish, I feel dialed up of mama. Even if A and C, because it's, remember, B is only a virtual city, it's not really there. So even if the gap between A and C is 4,000 amas, if we push up B and B is 3,800 amas wide, it's all right. You can walk from A to C, and C is considered part of A city. If the distance between A and B and C are less than 141 each one, and then you can walk all the way down to C and continue to Chum. So what's the difference? What are you asking? How far is A and C? He asked him, sorry, even 4,000 amas? Yes. So that's the question he said. Rav Huna said, this city that's made like a bow. This is what Rav Huna said initially, before we got to the whole machlekes about the distance from any house in the bow to the bow string. He said the two ends of the bow cannot be further than 4,000 amas apart. He said, between the two ends of the bow is less than 4,000. Then you can count any house along that bow. If they want to go south, let's say the bowstring, the imaginary string is on the south side, they start counting the 2,000 amas on the bowstring. If not, they have to measure the 2,000 amas from the doorstep when they walk outside the house. So we see that you have to be able to walk from your house to from the two ends, you have to be able to walk all around, otherwise you can't help it. So how come over here you're telling me that you can walk from city A to city C when A and C are so far apart from each other? Amalek said to him, Hasam leka lemei moli. In the case of the U, you cannot imagine that the whole empty space, this is a bow, and with imaginary string, that whole empty lot between the bow and the bowstring, you can't imagine, let's populate with houses. Let's take all the houses from the bow and move it to the bow street. Because what are we trying to do now? In the case of the bow, we're trying to determine each house, what's their tchum on the south side. So you want to say that even though it might be greater than 4,000 amas between two ends of the bow, let's imagine that all the houses in the U move all the way up to this string, and then you start at tchum. You can't do that. You know why you can't do that? Because if you move the houses from the bow and you brought it all up to the bow string, so that they should count the tchum south from the bow string, but then the tchum north should also be from the bow string, because you just move their house from their original place to the bow string. You can't have your tchum both ways. You can't say your south tchum is going to start from the bow string and your north tchum will start from the bow when you took the house, and the only way you can walk from the bow string is because the bow string on both ends of the U are more than 4,000 amas apart. No, they're more than outside the tchum. So therefore, you cannot use the ends of the U. You're actually taking the house of wherever your house is, and we're imagining that it moved all the way up to the bow string. If it moved to the bow string, then if south, you can start walking from there. North also, you should start counting calculating from there. It doesn't work. In the case of the three cities, we're not talking about city B. City B carry the people there, their tchum is where it really is. It's the only thing we're using city B for is regarding A and C. And because we're using regarding A and C, we can therefore say, imagine that city B is between A and C, and therefore it doesn't matter how wide the city is, it could be wider than 4,000 amas, still good. In the case of the horseshoe, you can't say, let's fill it up. You can't say fill it up because then it'll be, because we're trying to work each house out in that bow, where the tchum is. And if we imagine that the house has moved up to the bowstring, then, and that's how come you start your tchum south from there, because we're relying on the house being shifted, then you cannot walk north from that house. In the case of A, B, C, city B is not affected at all by it, because city B, their tchum is where exactly where it is. We have no say about city B. We don't say, oh, because we imagine city B is now between A and C, that the people in city B can start their tchum from that imaginary point. We never said that. We're only referring to city A and city C. Hence, it's not a problem, even though the gap is wider, as long as city B, by if you insert it between A and C, there's less than 141 and a third amma between C and B, and B and A, no problem. On the top of the Rebbe, I hope you have pictures of this so you can imagine all this. The Safa said to the Rebbe, Hani bnei Akistifin, the people of the city of Kistifin. The Mashchin leit chumem mahagisa the Ashdir. That they make the tchum from one side of the sieve. Ashdir, ubnei the Ashdir, mashkin the tchum, and hagisa the kistif people, and the Ashdir, they start the tchum. In other words, two cities next to each other, and each city uses the other city, considers the other city as part of there, like a sister city, but more than like a joined city, and they begin the tchum from the other end of the other city. So therefore, the people in Akistifin, they start counting their tchum from the other side of Ashdir, because they consider Ashdir there, you know, next to them, close enough that they're one city. And the people of Ashdir, mashchin tchum and mahagis Akistifin, the people in Ashdir, they use the tchum from the side of Akistifin. Now the question is, you're telling me that has to be within 141 and the third. Ha'ikad Diglid, you have the river of Diglid with the Tigris, the Mishkel, yes, and the Meiv Abraham Achas. That river widens the gap, and therefore the distance between these two cities is greater than 141 and a third. How is it possible that the two cities consider themselves like one? Why they consider like one? Even according to you, that says we allow a maximum of two karfis, but here's greater than two karfis. Because this is really a question of everybody. So the Chayda, how can they carry that distance? How can they walk that distance? Says the Gemara, Nothing. He went out. Achvele, he showed him. He had a similar story before. He showed him Hanach at Mahosa. He showed him that the Shura. He showed him remnants of walls. The Mivla Bedigla. There used to be houses and residences, and they collapsed, and the river then came and submerged them, but you can still see remnants of these walls, and therefore these walls extend the city, like this burgen extend the city. But Ayin Amma Vishayin, they're within the distance of 72/3 of Amma from the city, so therefore that extends the city a bit further. And then if you, from the furthest point of these rooms, you start counting your 72/3 Amma, you'll see that the two cities are close enough together, and therefore they're considered like one. Okay, so this ends the idea of the Karfiv. The next section starts talking about how we actually measure these 2,000 amas. Starts a new Mishnah, so we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.